It's time to play the puzzle. Joining me is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Renee. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's glad to be here and doing the puzzle with you all. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about last week's challenge?
Yeah, I said name two parts of the human body, say them one after the other out loud, and the result, phonetically, will name something delicious to eat in seven letters. What is it? And the answer is brownie, which is a combination of brow and knee.
Okay, well, we had more than 400 responses, and this week's winner is Rick Peterson from East Windsor, New Jersey. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I've been waiting for this.
But I gather you have a little bit of an experience, sort of via a family member.
I have not won the puzzle before, but my genes have. Identical twin brother, Dave, who was on the air in March of 2000.
Oh, my goodness. That would have been back with Leanne Hansen.
I must have been.
Okay. Well, Rick, here's to your good genes on playing the puzzle. Will, take it away.
All right. Rick and Renee, every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which the first word has a long I sound. Change the long I to a long A sound, and phonetically, you'll get the second word in the phrase. For example, if I said an awful covering for the face, you would say vile veil.
All right.
Number one, precipitation along a German river.
Rhine rain.
That's it. Here's your next one. Smart methods.
Wise ways.
That's it. Cornrows on a woman who's about to get married.
Bride's braids.
Bride's braids, yes. Now, the words in each of the following answers have two syllables. And here's the first of these. One who looks at Old Faithful.
Geyser gazer.
That's it. A turncoat who's more hackneyed.
A traitor. Traitor?
That's it. One who ranks authors.
Ranks authors. A writer. Raider.
A writer, raider, is it? Lowland, full of buffalo.
Lowland, full of buffalo or bison, so it's a bison basin.
A bison basin, is it? Very powerful sailor.
Sailor. Hey, this is getting tougher.
You want to jump in, Renee?
Well, just how about a sailor? What do you think? What do you think, matey?
There you go. Well, there's the second
word. Making me think of a pirate, but...
Yeah, go ahead, Renee.
Tell me.
Mighty matey.
A mighty matey, is it? Good
mighty.
One.
Mighty. Oh, all right.
All right. How about an insignificant person from Augusta?
From Augusta? A minor mainer.
A minor mainer is right. And one last question. Name a U.S. president... who becomes another U.S. president if you change the long I sound to a long A?
My wife and I are into presidents. We visit all the sites we can think of. Oof. Wherever we go places. So I know Tyler and Taylor.
Tyler, Taylor, nice job.
This was amazing, Rick. I have to say that to me was a very hard puzzle. And you just rolled through it with bare a pause.
He's got the genes.
Well, congratulations for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And what member station do you listen to?
WHYY in Philadelphia most often. And could I just say my brother Dave wanted me to tell you that though he and his wife hadn't listened to the puzzle before he submitted it, was his first one. They've listened ever since and used those reference books all the time at the dinner table.
Well, that's wonderful. Rick Peterson from East Windsor, New Jersey, thank you again for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And Will, tell us next week's challenge.
Yes, it comes from listener Mark Ocean of Portland, Oregon. Think of a familiar two-word phrase in eight letters with four letters in each word. The first word starts with M, as in Mary. Move the first letter of the second word to the end, and you'll get a regular eight-letter word, which, amazingly, other than the M, doesn't share any sounds with the original two-word phrase. What phrase is it? So here it is again, two-word phrase, 4-4. The first word starts with M. Move the first letter of the second word to the end, and you get a regular eight-letter word, which, amazingly, other than the M, doesn't share any sounds with the original two-word phrase. What phrase is it?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Now, remember, just one entry, please. I think you all know that. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, August 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you about that time. If you are the winner, you will get a call. And you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shores. Will, it's been a pleasure talking to you again.
Thanks, Renee.
Support for the Sunday Puzzle comes from Field Notes, maker of vintage-styled, made-in-the-USA notebooks and related products. Field Notes' summer release marks the 50th anniversary of the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo missions to the moon. More at fieldnotes.com.